Hey, welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is the whiskey version. Our co-hosts tonight are Steve Ollier, Greg Dierberg, and Mike Spreckelson. And tonight we're going to go into the tasting first, which was done off air. Everybody's tasted four different whiskeys, and they're grading them. And let's see what they've been tasting and how they rate them. So who wants to start? Steve, you want to start?
Sure.
Okay.
appearance on this one, I thought it was a little light. Not a lot of legs. When you're a little round, you don't see a whole lot sticking to the side or anything. Smell, I got a lot of butterscotch. Like a sweet coffee flavor. I thought it was very sweet. And then on the taste, I got a lot of peach cobbler. Again, with the sweet.
Really?
Yeah. It was peachy. I could taste the cobbler part of it. Like,
I don't know what I got on that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I said it was very, very sweet.
Did you have peach cobbler at Little Charlie's?
No, I didn't, man. Oh, I had some great, fantastic wings, though. Very hot. My palate's probably a little.
Wait a minute. You were drinking from the top part? Or did you move them around? Oh, okay.
I'll do what I can to screw things up.
Okay. So how did you rate it?
I'd give it a 6.
For?
Out of 10.
I mean, each one. You didn't go to the nose and.
I didn't know.
See, if you rate them all like that, then you total them up. Did you do that?
I thought it was very light. I'd give it like a 2, maybe on the appearance. Nose, I thought I like a nice sweet nose, so maybe a 5. And then taste, the peach cobbler. I love peach cobbler. Could use a little ice cream, but, you know. Again, a 5. And then maybe a 6 for the taste.
Okay, so you get 2 5s, a 6, and a 2?
Yeah.
So you got 18s a total. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Have you got yours ready?
I do. It was like a light golden color, which, you know, most bourbon is not.
Most bourbon, more copper tone.
Yeah, copper tone. This is definitely like a golden clear, like. So I gave it a 3 on the appearance. I was smelling smokiness and like peat, like what a scotch would be. And I'm not a big scotch drinker, but I gave it a 5 on the nose because it was decent. You know, it didn't really turn me off. It didn't really turn me on. So I went right down the middle. The taste for a scotch, I gave it a 7 because I've tried a few scotches, and if it is a scotch, it's a better tasting one. So I gave it a 7. And then it seemed like it had a pretty long finish, decent finish. I gave it an 8. So okay. I got 3, 5, 7, and 8 and 23
okay.
Score.
Mike?
Okay, the same thing. I think it's a little pale in color. Appearance-wise, it just looks watered down, appearance-wise. On the nose, well, on appearance, I gave it a 2.
Okay.
And on the nose, I got a smoky smell and kind of peat. I got some peat in there, I think. And I also smell a little coffee. I gave it an 8 on the nose. I'm sorry, the appearance, I gave it 4, not 2. Taste-wise, on the palate, I thought it was rather peppery with a little, you know, a little spice. Kind of a slight ethanol feel to it. And I kind of got, on the back of the palate, I kind of got a little bitter citrus. And then on the finish, I gave it a 6 on the finish. I thought it was a long, dry finish, a little on the drier side. The taste, I gave a 6. So I came up with 26 as a score.
Real quick, can I ask Mike, what type of coffee? I mean, you talking about like black coffee or? Because that's how I drink my coffee, just straight black. So
I'm thinking more of like a maybe a hazelnut.
Oh, okay.
Flavored coffee, yeah. With some creamer in it, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, now mine's going to be totally different from everybody's here. But I knew what I was drinking.
You knew what it was, yeah.
And so, first of all, it's McConnell's Irish whiskey, aged in a sherry cask, 5 years old, 92 proof. Okay. Now, because I knew it was an Irish whiskey, and they all look the same, I gave it the appearance of 9 because it looks like all the other Irish whiskeys. I gave the nose a 9. I love the nose. I gave the taste a 9, and I gave the finish a 7. I came up with 34 on that puppy.
What's the proof on it?
92.
92.
I just, again, now, we're drinking, you guys are drinking what, 3/4 of an ounce or an ounce, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. This is after drinking 4 ounces out of a Glencairn glass, not out of plastic, and knowing what I was doing was comparing it to all the other Irish whiskeys, and I really, really like this compared to anything else, including the Redbreast 15.
This was McConnell's, right?
Yes. I just thought it was terrific.
And I'm not familiar with Irish whiskeys. I've only had Jameson ever.
Yeah, and, well, see, that's my wife does that. She's cheap date.
Yeah, I am too, Larry. But I'm taken, man.
Okay, number two. Let's Mike, why don't you start number two?
Okay. On the appearance, I think it has a really nice appearance. It's got a real nice caramel color to it. It does stick to the glass a little bit. It's got a nice viscosity to it. It looks pretty in the glass. And on the nose, I detected some caramel, a little vanilla, and slightly floral with maybe a little bit of tobacco, like tobacco leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, like a hint of that. So on the appearance, I gave it a 6. On the nose, I gave it a 4. And on the taste, I thought it was a little bit dry. And I think I got a little bit of like a coffee flavor there towards the end. And also, I think maybe like licorice, maybe just a hint of licorice there too. So on the taste, I gave it a 6. And it has a nice long finish, at least it did for me. And it was a little on the drier side, the finish was. Mm-hmm. But overall, I gave it a 22.
Okay. Greg?
Yes, definitely a darker. Looked like it was aged. I gave that a 7. The nose was pleasant. I wasn't quite sure what was on the nose, but it was pleasant. I gave it a 7. The taste was pretty smooth, so I don't really think it's a high proofer. I think it's more of an aged one than a higher proof, I think, is where the colors come from. It's probably watered down. But I was getting a little bit of cinnamon on that one. I gave that a 7 on the taste, and it had a medium finish, so I gave it a 6. Overall score, 27.
Okay. Steve?
For the appearance, I gave it a 6. It's a nice dark, looks like it looks like it should, you know, it had legs. The nose, I picked up some ethanol, but also got like tobacco and leather, maybe overripe fruit on it. The taste, I think that tobacco and leather went into the taste as well. I got some cloves, maybe some like anise, like a like licorice. And some pepper. For the appearance, I gave it a 6. Nose, 6. Taste, I gave it a 7. And then the finish, I thought it was a little short, but pleasant. So I gave that a 5.
Okay. Now, for me, again, I hit the Glencairn glass. I drank 4 ounces. It kept getting better for me. And the appearance, I could find nothing wrong with the appearance. I gave it a 9. Well, I'll tell you what it is first. This is Fry Ranch 4-grain bourbon, 90 proof, aged 5 years, at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it might be longer. Mm-hmm. The nose, it was good. I mean, it's nothing like their higher proof bourbon, but so I gave that a 7. I gave the taste a 7, and I gave the finish a 7. I thought the finish was long enough for me for a 90 proof. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never hit 100 proof that was, well, maybe some. I would say that, to me, he had close to 100 proof finish on it.
Oh, yeah.
So my score on that was 30. But I think in the future, I'm going to have to bring some Glencairn glasses over.
So, and 4 ounces.
Oh, that would be interesting, especially doing 2 of these at one time.
Yeah, buddy.
So, okay. So, Steve, did we already do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's see. Let's go to, well, let's let Greg start off number 3.
So number 3 was a weird one to me. I couldn't quite put my nose on it. I did put my nose on it, but I couldn't figure out what my nose was telling me. The appearance was fairly dark. I gave it a 6. It was a little above average. But the nose was starting off very weird to me. And it was like unpleasant at first. And then I never could quite figure out what I was smelling. And I tasted it. And then the nose got a little better. And I kept going back to the nose and kept smelling. And it was getting sweeter every time I smelled it. Started to remind me of a bubble gum smell that you'd get in like a pack of baseball cards. And then it had a little bit of cinnamon on it too. The taste seemed to me like it's kind of oaky. It reminded me of a double oak bourbon I'm not a fan of double oak stuff. I'm really not toasted or double oaked. I just, there's something there that don't agree with me. I gave it a 5 on the taste. And finish was medium. It was decent, but it was short-lived. It was a little bit to be desired, so I gave it a 5 as well. Scored it as a 21.
Okay. Steve?
Okay, I gave it a 6 for appearance. Nice and dark. Looked good. On the nose, I picked up like floral, like a geranium kind of. Also like a green oak. And then finished off the nose with like toffee. So it started off a little floral to me, then went into something sweet towards the end. I gave it a 6 for the nose. Taste, I liked it. I thought it roasted nuts with a hint of spearmint is what I would describe it as. You know, I actually gave it an 8 on the taste. I thought it had a medium finish. Started out nice and then kind of died towards the end. But it was pleasant. I gave it a 7. Total of 27.
Mike?
Okay. On the appearance, I gave it an 8. I thought it had a really nice color. It had nice viscosity. Just really pleasant looking in the glass. Looked like a whiskey should look, I thought. On the nose, I got a little caramel and a slight hint of maybe another, like a flavored coffee. And maybe fresh pecans, like crushed fresh pecans. I don't know, something brought that out to me. And I got a few floral notes and some ripe fruit. I thought the nose was pretty busy on this one. It had a lot there. The more I smelled it, the more I got out of it. And taste, a little bit herbal, a little nutty, and definitely, I definitely tasted some oak in it. And I thought it tasted like maybe there was a little bit of smokiness there too. I detected a little bit of smokiness. Not, it was very subtle though. And I thought it had a shorter finish, but it was sweeter. The finish was rather sweet, but it wasn't long and lingering. It was kind of a short-lived finish.
Yeah, I thought it had some pepper, but it had something sweet to offset the pepper.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of spice out of this one.
No, not a lot.
So I rated the appearance at 8, the nose at 8, the taste at 7, and the finish is a 4. I gave it a 27.
Okay. Now, this is one for me. I knew what I was getting, but the first 3 sips, I was okay. You know, not great, not bad. The 4th, 5th sip, I started saying, man, this stuff is good. So this is one that I went back after I hit my 4 ounces. I went back and hit another 4 ounces.
Another 4, right?
This is Lawl's Rye. This is a Colorado distillery. 95 proof, at least 3 years old. I thought the appearance was as good as any. I gave that a 9. I gave the nose a 10. I gave the taste a 10. And I gave the finish an 8 for 37. But again, it's different when you're sitting there sipping and all of a sudden it just... the palate starts changing, the taste starts changing, and the Glencairn glass does really make a difference, because I experimented with one last week. I took one of these little plastic jobs, and I put the same amount in a Glencairn, and I took a sip out of plastic. Then when I went to Glencairn, I think all the methanol had burned off of it, and it's just... totally different.
I found that too. Like when you sip whiskey out of a Glencairn glass,
oh,
it's a totally different experience.
Yeah. And that's so it's kind of an unfair comparison, but we were pretty close on this one here. Mm-hmm. And I it's just the first 2 sips, I thought, why in the hell did I ever buy this? You know, but then it just kept getting
better. And I thought, why the hell did Larry ever pour this to me? I thought the same thing.
But I'm telling you, when I hit the 4 ounces, when I was done with that, and I hit that great aftertaste in my mouth, I just went back. And it was, you know, again, it wasn't a high proof, so, but 95.
95,
proof.
You said?
Yeah.
And what was the proof on the Fry Ranch?
Fry Ranch was only 90, but it was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And again, the Fry Ranch, you're going to taste more. But this for a rye, yeah. I've never had a rye quite like that.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed that as a rye, because I didn't get as much. Typically, a rye has a little more spice for me.
Well, it does, but it's also got a fruity taste to me.
Like, yeah.
This was very different for a rye.
But I mean, it was so pleasant. That was a night I didn't feel like drinking anything high proof, and I just I thought, I'm going to taste it, see what it's like. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it.
And how are you spelling that? Laws
Ranch? L-A-W-S.
Oh.
It's Colorado whiskey. And it's, okay, so we've got number four coming up. Steve?
For the appearance, I just gave it a 5. It's a little light. So we'll go with that. On the nose, I didn't get a whole lot. I thought it was sweet, a little bit of ethanol. I gave it a 5 there as well. The taste, the taste surprised me because I didn't really, go much for the nose or the appearance. But I think it's sweet, maple syrup, roasted hazelnuts, maybe, just nutty and sweet. I gave that a 6. And then I thought it had a really short finish. Pleasant, but pretty short. So yeah. I gave that a 6 as well.
Okay. Greg?
Yeah, medium appearance. It was about in the middle, color-wise, I gave it a 5. Nose was pleasant, but it was nothing exciting. I scored it a little higher, gave it a 6. It kind of reminded me of that last one a little bit on the taste. I wrote oaky down on both of them because I don't know what in the hell I'm tasting, but I thought it might have been oak. I didn't know. It just had something a little bit different than what I'm used to, and I gave it a 5. And I thought that one finished a little better than the last one, so I gave it a 6. Okay. So I got 0.2 on that one.
Mike?
Okay. I thought it was it had a slight amber color to it, kind of just a medium, it wasn't real bold on the color. It didn't have as much viscosity, I didn't think. I gave it a 6 on the appearance. On the nose, I got a little honey and some brown sugar and maybe some ripe peaches on the nose. But it wasn't overpowering. It was very subtle on the nose overall. I gave it a 4. Taste-wise on the palate, I thought it was a little bit spicy. And I thought it had a little bit higher proof to it than some of the others. And I got a little pepper. And I thought it was fairly oaky on the palate. I gave it a 6. And on the finish, I thought it had a nice, for me, it had a nice long finish. It wasn't as long as some of the others that I've had, but I thought it lingered around just a little longer than number 3 or number 2 even. And I thought it had a little bit drier finish. So overall, I gave it a 24.
Okay. This is Blackened. Is the brand. It's a blend of straight whiskeys finished in black brandy cask. It's 90 proof. There's no age statement on the bottle. And I didn't bother to get online to see if they had one. This one here, and I've had this before, was really a hard one for me because the first 3 sips, I didn't think I could finish it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I found the appearance, I put a 9 for the appearance. I'll tell you, by the time I got to the end of it, I gave the nose a 7, which after 3, I would have probably gave it about a 3. And the taste, I gave it a 7. The finish was a 6. So I gave it 29. But again, if I would have just taken 3 sips out of that, it would have probably been appearance 9, nose about a 3, taste about a 3, and finish about a 5. Mm-hmm. But by going through the 4 ounces, came out
didn't like this one, Greg.
Well, I generally don't go for a finished one either.
But this is what they run Metallica music through.
Yeah, I know.
So this should be yours.
I'm more Motley Crue.
Okay, all right.
So, anyway, That's the four. I have an idea for we're going to record another one tonight. This will be I can't remember. It's either April 1st or April 8th, and we'll be in mid-April with these. But how about we all, if it's possible, take your five best bourbons. Doesn't make any difference on the price. Whatever you like. Five best bourbons, five best ryes. And if you want to include, like, Tennessee, well, like, you know, Jack Daniels is a bourbon. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically.
Yeah.
But if you want to have separate in Tennessee, or it just have Tennessee with the bourbon, we can do that. And if you want, if you're not a big Irish whiskey drinker, so.
Well, I'm not saying that. Now, why I probably didn't really care for the first one, I don't know what that sherry finish does to that, or, right? Sherry finish, is that what that had?
The sherry cask.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's what kind of made it taste more like a scotch to me. I don't know, because that Jameson I have had didn't taste nothing like,
well, you
like
know,
this stuff here. So I don't know if that...
Well, now, Jameson's only 80 proof.
So. Well, yeah, it's nothing to do with the proof. I like a high proof. But yeah. It's just the... This reminded me so much of a scotch. I don't know why it did, but I'm not real familiar with scotches and Irish whiskey, so I'm just saying the scotch.
I drank a lot of single malt scotch, and mm-hmm. to me, I'm not a blended scotch drinker, so I don't know how that would relate to a blended scotch. But to
I
me,
guessed it as a Johnny Walker double black. Is what
I've never had
that's
that.
What I guessed it as, but
yeah, I get Macallan and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's so and then. Do you drink any mixed drinks, Mike?
Occasionally, I'll drink an old fashioned.
Okay.
The only thing I drink is Jack and Coke. Okay. That's it.
Steve? No?
No, yeah, sometimes, not very often.
I was going to say, and maybe if we could do five bourbons, five ryes, five of anything else. Blended whiskeys and just your favorites. We can talk about it after we do the tasting. Mm-hmm. And just pick one mixed drink that you would like. And, you know, that you can't live without. I mean, I think it's really hard to pick five bourbons and five ryes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because there's so many good ones, but it'll be a good thought process. Mm-hmm. And part of it could be if they're not readily available, you know, what's the point? Because, you know, if you want a 23-year-old, say, well, 23-year-old Pappy Van Winkle's my favorite, but I've never had one and I'll never be able to get one. So, and anything else going on that's, you know, another thing we ought to stop and think about. I know Mike's into guns. You like guns.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, are you into guns? Mm-hmm. Well, some night we get done with the tasting. Let's just talk about guns or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to recommend... It was funny. I used to go up to Knox, Indiana to the American Legion, or no, the VFW up there. Had a big drawing up there. And you go in the bathroom in there, and they've got Jane Fonda in the urinal.
That's where she belongs.
and I thought, you know,
how
the bathroom out back here, you know, that we use out here, out behind the building. I thought, man, we could just put one of them on the ground in there. I'd aim before it gets dark anyhow. I'd probably be able to hit it.
So, but anyway, I thought for the low proof stuff, for our next podcast, it'll be higher proof. But I don't know why, but the Irish whiskey keeps growing on me. I mean, there's so many different
Irish whiskey. I like that one.
Yeah, it's but it's just something that
I've never been a finished any of the whiskeys finished and stuff. I've never been into that. I don't know what the deal is, but I just I like regular bourbon. I don't like it messed with. I don't like it.
I agree, but you know, there's you know, like MGP, they do a lot of blends, and boy, I've never hit a bad MGP whiskey.
No, not at all.
So. Yeah, I've had several of theirs, and I don't know that. I mean, I think I've liked them all.
Oh, absolutely. Now you're talking about a blend or a finish? You mean?
Well, no, the finish. I mean, they use blends of whiskey from different years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And something like on that Remus Reserve. That's that's
Smoke
just
Wagon. I mean, he mixes young and old together that way. Yeah. Some of the different profiles from each one. Yeah. You know.
And this Laws, the lady that is the master distiller was with Jim Beam for 30 years.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's...
What did she do there?
I don't know if she was master distiller or just distiller.
I don't think... It'd probably be the no guy,
yeah,
right?
Probably no. Yeah,
no-ear, no, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, she was... obviously was an important thing, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. her and some other women started Laws out in Colorado.
Okay.
So,
well, the thing is with this one, I will say that, you know, the last time I was here, I had the Fry Ranch barrel strength, and that was some of the best stuff I've ever tasted. And then it's funny that this stuff here tonight, I scored it the highest. I mean, It was a 27, and the next closest thing was a 23 to it, and that was the sherry finished Irish stuff.
You know, there's I don't drink the high proof stuff every night. I try to mix it up a little, and for me, I really enjoyed that as a lower proof.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But anyway, they're doing out there in Nevada, they're doing it good.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we're going to wrap this one up because we're going to record another one shortly, and everybody's going to take a break for a minute, do four more whiskey tastings, and this will air the week after this one. So we'll end this with a national anthem. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you hear you on the next pod. I hope to talk to you on the next podcast. And God bless you. God bless the United States of America.